Reverend, good morning and happy Friday to you.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
I'm well, very good. Listen, I never checked with you and I'm checking now. Did you get the lovely Carol Luna card I sent that was about COVID and minding yourself and all the rest of it? Did you get it?
When did you send that, Barry?
Oh, I sent it to you. Well, you're going to love this. There's a girl called Cara, and Cara Luna Designs, and she makes lovely cards. And she sent one to me, which is me as me, young, attractive, and you, younger and very attractive. And you're in your white coat, you know, the way you be when you be doing a
cooking,
and exactly. And it's the two of us, and it was gorgeous. And it, she made it herself. She's a designer. It's beautiful cards. And did you not get it yet?
I saw her on your Twitter feed, so
yes,
I did, that she sent you one, and she did send me one. Sorry, I apologise.
And I posted it. No, but I posted it to you.
Ah.
But you didn't get that.
She sent me one too. No, I didn't. Did you put a stamp on it?
I did. Thanks very much, man from Cavan. Well, please God, now you'll have it in time for Easter. And you can hang on to that. But I definitely sent it, I'm telling you.
I believe you. I know you long enough now.
Yeah, but she's terrific. She's Cara Luna Designs. Anyway, she's terrific. So listen, firstly, good morning and welcome. How are you doing, Vic?
Thank you. I'm very good. Not a bother. Yeah.
So now, just before we get on, what sort of crack have you got this morning for us? What's going to happen? What are we doing?
Well, we're going to do kind of breakfast and brunch, and kind of coming up like next week, then we'll be doing obviously the pancakes.
Sure.
Valentine's around the corner, so why not a nice romantic breakfast or brunch?
Oh, that's a nice idea. No, it's a lovely idea. Absolutely. Okay, so what's your thought?
Yeah, so I made these recently, and these are sweet potato cakes, and I've done it with avocado, crispy bacon, a poached egg. Now, there's a lot of work. There's actually not. The potato cakes on their own is fantastic. So what you do is you put flour into a bowl, about 5 ounces, couple of eggs, and then you put in about 100 mils of buttermilk and sweet potato. I peeled mine and I grate them. You know, like you're grating cheese?
Yes.
And you put them in to the bowl with some spring onion, and you can put in like a bit of chili, or you can put in a bit of pesto. You can do whatever that you want. You mix it all together. Then you heat a frying pan. And you actually make little cakes. So, listen, I done them kind of free-handed, if you know what I mean. Spoon them in a couple of spoonfuls. If you're being very particular, you can get it like a scone cutter. I didn't do that, to be honest with you. And I just cooked them literally for 2 or 3 minutes either side. Now, what I did before I put them into the pan, I sprinkled in some feta cheese into the mixture.
Feta cheese
is kind of like, it's kind of like a salty, kind of like Greek cheese. And there's a Greek-style feta cheese from Centola. It's a lovely, lovely producer in County Clare. They can't call it feta style, they call it. And it's really nice.
Because only the Greeks can call it feta, is that right?
Well, they have their PGI status, which means they've protected they have, and I admire them for that. So
they swear by their feta. They say, where's the blooming feta, they say. But anyway, carry on.
I like it because it's kind of salty and it's a little bit creamy. It's a really nice cheese in a salad too, but it works really well with the sweet potatoes. Now, you could do this with regular potatoes. I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't. I done it with the sweet potatoes. I done it for a little video, and then me and Imelda had for lunch, and I thought it was really, really tasty. Really.
You're videoing the two of you having lunch now, is that? this is the latest.
Oh,
my gosh.
No, wind back. This is a recipe video. But I was thinking to myself, you know, maybe when we reopen McNean, whenever that is, that we could maybe put it on as an alternative breakfast. We won't be taking anything off, but just as an alternative.
It's a lovely idea.
Nice.
Incidentally, another tangent for you. I've noticed if you do the Wikipedia for yourself, for McNean's, it comes up that it's open. I thought you'd like to know.
You couldn't write that, could you?
You couldn't write it. Isn't that gas? It comes up that it's open.
Who updates this?
Well, clearly nobody. And it says, well, we're open again now. Socially distanced sleeping arrangements. So I thought you should know.
Please don't turn up because we're not open.
You're not open. That's why I brought it up. You're not open.
Come here. You can only laugh at that kind of crack, can you?
Yeah, well, you can. But I meant to say it at the top, but it's important to get that out.
Thank you.
With my brunch.
Okay. So your sweet potato cakes, you cook them for about maybe 2 to 3 minutes either side. So, like, it's... they're just really nice, and then the cheese is kind of creamy in it, it melts. You cook the sweet potato. When you grate it, it doesn't take long to cook. Golden brown, a little bit of oil and butter, just on a good nonstick pan. You can do them in the oven. I've done them on the pan. Then you poach an egg, or you can fry an egg. I just poach it, a little bit of water, a wee bit of vinegar, and then get your avocado. Now, for me personally, I think avocados, I think I've said this to you, are quite bland. So normally get them when they're really nice and ripe, peel them, remove the stone, mash them with a fork, and then add in some pesto and a little bit of, there's this lovely kind of a sauce called sriracha sauce. sauce, and there's an Irish company called Thai Gold who do it. So it's a nice chili sauce, really, really nice. So mix that in with the avocado, a little bit of pesto, a little bit of lime juice and zest. Put that on top of your cakes, sweet potato cakes, your little bit of poached egg, and then you can have it with bacon or without, or a little bit of ham, or you can just leave it as it is. It's delicious. It really is. It's a real kind of lunch, brunchy kind of idea. Some nice dry cured bacon. You like the rashers.
You and
like
me, yeah, absolutely. The streaky lads. Oh, that'll be lovely. We have the packet gone while we're making it.
That's the problem. Because, you know, it's called quality control. So you're
that's
tasting,
right,
aren't you?
To check for everyone else's benefit. But it's gas, isn't it? Because I smell them when I'm a goner. It's awful.
Oh, stop. Don't smoke, you know. They're gorgeous. And see, with these little potato cakes,
yes,
Marty, they can be made a day ahead. So say you were doing it for the weekend or whatever, you know, you can do them the day ahead. I think they're probably nicer, fresher, to be honest with you.
Yes.
You could have your sweet potato grated, covered in a little bit of damp tissue, everything made up, your batter, and then just make them fresh.
And you need nothing with this, I take it. Just as it is, that's all you need.
Oh, that's it. You know, your avocado, yes or no, even the poached egg and bacon, it's lovely. Mm. And even the sweet potato cakes on their own are lovely with a salad, so you're getting a kind of proper recipe.
Gorgeous. That's lovely. Well, listen, that's great. That's the brunch sorted out. And did you bring something else in mind? You did.
I did. We're going to do baked eggs, and this is the Middle Eastern baked eggs.
Oh, right. What's it called?
Kusha.
Beg your pardon?
Go on, you said.
What'd you say?
You say, go on.
No, I couldn't hear you there. The line's gone faulty. What did you say there, Nevin?
Shasha kuka.
That's easy for you to say.
It's a Tunisian-inspired baked egg, so it is with spiced peppers and tomatoes. I've kind of got into these over the last couple of years, to be honest with you. And yeah, I genuinely have. And there's a lot of interesting flavours and textures. So one onion sliced, a little bit of garlic, put in some sweet paprika, or you can use smoked. I use the sweet cumin seeds. They're in the recipe. They're optional. If I don't have them, I don't use them. Yeah. Cayenne pepper, that's going to give you a little bit of a kick.
Sure is.
And then, so what you do then is a jar of peppers, just your roasted peppers, put them into the pan, kind of cut them into little strips or little cubes, and then some little cherry tomatoes. You can use a can of tomatoes. I'm using some whole cherry tomatoes. So you're making the sauce first, a little bit of lemon juice, a little bit of sugar. So that's where you get your sweet and sour. And then what you do then is you make up your sauce with your peppers, your onion, your garlic and all that. And then when that's ready, so when it's kind of softened, you crack in a couple of raw eggs, and then you bake it off in the oven. So you
all
do
together, you mean?
Well, just on top of the peppers and tomatoes and that. Now, you have to like tomatoes, to be honest with you, and peppers. I'm lucky, I love them both.
Me too.
You can put chili into it, you can put, as I say, smoked paprika, but it's just baked eggs, just kind of done nice. If you don't want any of the peppers, a little nice can of Italian tomatoes will work beautiful in this. Honestly, it does. It's really, really good and really tasty.
Okay, go ahead. What will this look like, though, in the end?
Okay, so what I would do is do it in a frying pan, good non-stick frying pan.
Right.
So you make up your sauce, and then when your sauce is ready, crack in your eggs, put in the eggs, and then I'd pop it into the oven at about 180 for about maybe 10-12 minutes until the eggs are just cooked.
Because you leave it on the pan, it'll end up looking like an omelette.
Absolutely, yeah.
It'll be an omelette.
Well, you see, you're cracking your eggs, you're not kind of breaking your eggs, what I mean.
It's
so they'll kind of set within the sauce, actually. I should have said that.
It's a very interesting idea.
Well, you can kind of get away with not even putting it in the oven. If you're cracking your eggs because the sauce is warm, think about this.
Yes.
Put a lid on top of it and, like, don't have it on a high heat or it'll burn. It's as simple as that. Have it on a low heat and then the steam will actually cook the eggs and that'll take about 8 to 10 minutes. I like the eggs really nice and soft. And trust me, like, we've come a long way, you know, from the full Irish, which is still delicious, don't get me wrong, but these baked eggs, that sweet potato cakes, there's nothing nicer than a really alternative, kind of different brunch. But for me, eggs are the star of the show. Honestly, I love my eggs. And one of my favourite ingredients.
Yeah. When you say a low heat, what sort of heat are we talking about?
I'd say kind of like if you're using maybe induction, which I use, probably maybe one or two, maybe three max, and then just a kind of really like in a low gas. So just be careful because it will catch, and a good nonstick pan is great for doing this. And you have your tomatoes, you have your peppers. Now remember, they're already cooked; they're not raw.
That's true.
So they're in a jar, and they're in the olive oil, and use the olive oil. You know, we don't waste anything in calving, so just strain that, and you can use the extra virgin olive oil.
Would you serve this with some bread or something?
Oh, I love you. Good man.
Yeah.
So some nice crusty bread, a bit of sourdough. Sure, that's all the go. I'm sure you're busy making your sourdough and banana bread.
Oh,
at home,
I'm up to my eyes. But I'd say now, if I went home and said, Maria, I was just thinking of the old shakshuka, I should say, I'm sorry, what did you say? And that's the great thing, because it would be a real treat for people because maybe I haven't come across it before.
Well, can I tell you, if you'd have said that to me 10 years ago, I said, what is that? I never heard of that. What is that? It's baked eggs. We're taking a lot of different influences in Tunisia when you think of it. Sweet potatoes, we've come a long way in Ireland, you know. I mean, like, you know, from the bowl of porridge, which is still delicious, don't get me wrong.
Yes, it
is. But something a little bit different and alternative and just a bit of fun. And I suppose people like, as I keep saying to you, it's the main meal of the day. It can be breakfast, it can be lunch. They want a bit of excitement too, don't they?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, I was all excited over the weekend. I was thinking to myself, I was going to make nice one of your strip line mushroom a la creme, and suddenly, I was going to do it tomorrow for the dinner. And now I'm thinking.
Oh, you're cool.
Yes.
You're going to do it.
Yeah, it's going to do it tomorrow night. But now that you've come up with the old shakshuka, this is now we'll have to go to the shops. I'll have to buy a load of ingredients, thanks. But this sounds very interesting. Well,
most people will have thinned tomatoes. You can use fresh tomatoes, which are in the recipe, but I've done this with canned, kind of chopped tomatoes, and, you know, it works really well. I'd always have kind of those jars of peppers in your cupboard, and when you open them, keep them in the fridge. Trust me, that's a good tip for you. Because they'll keep for months, so they will in your fridge, honestly.
Well, I think it's lovely. I love the idea of this. Anyway, it's Middle Eastern baked eggs, shakshuka.
I love that.
That's fantastic. I love this. I love the sound of that. And then earlier on, you had the breakfast brunch. That's great.
What music are you going to play now to this, Namardi?
Something Tunisian, of course. Sinead, help. So listen, keep the faith. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Talk to you next week. Thanks, we're going to be doing pancakes. Okay, Marty.
Delighted.
Talk to you.
So take care.
Good man. Bye-bye.